Okay, so has you ever been trying to like really concentrate on something, but there's just this constant noise in the background?
Oh, yeah, like when you're trying to work and the construction outside just won't quit.
Exactly. Or you leave a concert and your ears are ringing and it's like your whole body's still buzzing.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so it turns out that's not just you being sensitive to sound.
Right. It's actually our brains and bodies reacting to what we call noise pollution.
And after going through this whole stack of research you sent me, pollution really is the right word.
Totally agree. It's way more than just an annoyance. Our brains and bodies have some seriously strong reactions to it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew noise was annoying, but I had no idea how much it impacts our health, and not just our hearing.
It's true. It's a much bigger issue than people realize, I think. It even surprised me to learn that the World Health Organization actually lists noise as a major environmental health risk.
Really? They put it up there with things like air pollution?
Yeah, right up there with them. Kind of makes you rethink those times you just grit your teeth and try to ignore it, huh?
You think, okay, so lay it on me. What kind of deep dive material did you dig up for us on this?
Oh, we've got a really interesting mix of stuff, some research articles on how noise affects the brain, excerpts from health
Oh,
publications.
cool.
Even a few blog posts, actually, that had some surprisingly good takes on how we perceive sound.
Nice. Love that variety. Okay, so our listener's curious about how noise, especially constant exposure to noise, messes with our health. But they're not looking for just a surface-level overview, right? They want the details.
Exactly. We're going way past noise is bad today and digging into the hows and the whys.
Music to my ears. But with a topic this big, where do we even start?
Let's start with how noise impacts us psychologically. There's this one source I pulled called The Sound of Stress, and they had this really relatable story about a woman, Sarah, who lives in a really noisy city.
Okay.
And it just perfectly captures this idea that noise pollution, it's more than just an annoyance, you know? It's a legitimate stressor.
The sound of stress. The title alone has me intrigued.
Yeah.
That story of Sarah in The Sound of Stress that you mentioned, it really got to me. It's like that feeling of tension, you know? And when you're surrounded by noise, it's just so hard to focus. Like your brain is going a mile a minute.
It really does feel that way.
Is that what's actually happening, though? Like, what is going on up there when we're constantly bombarded by sound?
Well, it's pretty fascinating, actually. Our brains, even when we're not consciously like registering noise as a threat, they have this primal fight or flight response hardwired in. So it's like our inner cave person is freaking out about a predator, but it's actually just a car alarm, you know?
Wait, are you serious? So you're saying our body reacts the same way to a car alarm as it would if, say, a bear was chasing us?
Yep. Pretty much, your heart starts to race. You feel this like burst of energy,
Right.
maybe even get a little shaky. It's that same
Yeah.
physiological response. And it's all because these stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol are flooding your system,
Wow.
which, in small doses isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's actually what helps us react quickly in a real emergency.
That's true. So then what's the problem? Like the hormones just they go away eventually,
Well,
right?
they should. But when you're exposed to noise constantly, like that city environment we were talking about,
Right.
those stress hormones, they can actually stay elevated for way longer. And that's when it starts to really impact our health.
Okay. So it's like my body is basically stuck in this emergency mode all the time,
Exactly.
thanks to, traffic and sirens and construction.
Yeah.
This is making me want to go live in a yurt in the woods or something. But before I make any rash decisions, tell me more about the research behind this. What kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Okay, so one that really stood out to me, Dr. Basner at the University of Pennsylvania, he did this study, and his team, they actually found that exposure to even low-level traffic noise, like the cut most of us just tune out every day, it led to a 15% increase in cortisol levels
Wow.
compared to the control group. And that was just after a short exposure. So imagine living with that all the time.
15%. Okay, yeah. I knew traffic was bad for my mood, but I didn't realize it was plotting against my arteries, too.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, we were going to talk about the link between noise and some more serious mental health conditions, too, like anxiety and depression. Is that where this constant stress response comes into play?
Absolutely. When we're talking about the mental health impacts of noise, it's not just about, feeling a little more on edge.
Right.
Chronic noise, it disrupts our bodies in a really major way. And one of the biggest ways it does that is through our sleep.
Okay, yeah, sleep deprivation. We've all been there. But how does that tie into the bigger picture of noise and mental well-being?
It's important to think about sleep as like the time when your brain gets to hit the reset button. Hmm. You know, it's when we process all the events of the day. We consolidate memories. Our bodies repair themselves.
It's essential.
Exactly. And it turns out even brief disruptions from noise can really mess with that whole system.
Right. And I'm not just talking about, like, waking up grumpy because my neighbor's dog decided that 3 a.m. was the perfect time to start barking either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, you know, I'd argue that's a totally valid reason to be grumpy.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's an even deeper impact here.
For sure. One study that we read in The Sound of Stress actually showed that even those short little bursts of sleep disruption from noise, yeah, they can actually impact how our bodies produce certain hormones, the ones that are really vital for regulating our mood.
Interesting.
So over time, those little sleep disruptions, they add up, and it can lead to some pretty significant mood changes.
Huh. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
It's like almost death by a thousand paper cuts, but for your sleep cycle.
Yeah, kind of.
And it makes sense, because I know if I'm sleep deprived, I'm definitely more irritable, way more easily stressed out.
Oh, for sure.
And it's not just mood.
Right.
A few of these sources, they also mention that noise can impact our cognitive function too, mm-hmm, even when we're awake.
Exactly.
So, I mean, aside from making it basically impossible to think straight when, you know, your neighbor decides to mow their lawn at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, the worst.
What does that look like?
Yeah, right. Beyond the immediate frustration. Yeah. Well, studies show that noise, and this is especially true in learning environments, can really impair our concentration, our memory, and it can even impact our ability to learn new things.
That makes sense. And that actually reminds me of something in that article. Chronic noise exposure can lead to psychological disorders.
They mentioned this concept of learned helplessness in relation to noise. And honestly, it sounds a little intense. What does that even mean? Learned helplessness. That sounds kind of intense. What does that even mean? So it's actually a really interesting concept. It kind of shows just how sneaky noise pollution can be. Basically, being around noise we can't control for a long time, like that constant city noise, can make us feel powerless. And over time, we start to feel less able to deal with any kind of stress, not just noise. Like, it wears down our coping mechanisms.
So it's not just that the noise is stressing me out, but it could also be making me worse at handling stress in general.
Yeah, that's the general idea. And it connects to what we were talking about before, about stress hormones and how they affect our hearts. That's where the physical health consequences come in. Because remember, that chronic fight or flight state can really impact our heart health.
Yeah, some of the things I was reading about noise and our hearts, honestly, it was kind of scary. So tell me, is this stuff actually damaging our hearts?
Well, I wish I could tell you no, but there's a ton of research that links chronic noise to a higher risk of a lot of things, like hypertension, heart attacks, even strokes.
Wow. Okay, so this isn't just feeling a little jumpy after a loud concert. This is serious.
Yeah.
How does just, like, everyday noise turn into those kinds of health problems?
Okay, so remember we were talking about those stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, and how noise triggers them? Well, those hormones don't just make your heart race in the moment. They can also make your blood vessels constrict. And that, over time, can lead to high blood pressure.
So my body is basically reacting to a jackhammer the same way it would if I was running from, like, a tiger or something.
Exactly. And when your arteries are dealing with that constant stress, over time, they can get inflamed and damaged. It makes them less flexible, which is a condition called arterial stiffness.
Okay. Arterial stiffness. That does not sound like something I want.
No, not at all.
What can we do about this? What should people who, you know, maybe haven't been thinking about this keep in mind?
You know, it's never too late to start thinking about the sounds around you. And the good news is, even small changes can make a difference. We're not saying you have to, like, hide away in a soundproof bunker.
Although, again, tempting.
Yeah.
What are some things we can do?
Well, remember Dr. Basner's research that we talked about with the noise and cortisol levels?
Yeah.
Well, his team also looked at noise-canceling headphones. They found that just wearing those, something that blocks out ambient noise, it helped reduce those stress responses.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. I have to admit, I always thought those were kind of a luxury, but now I'm thinking essential gear. Got to protect my brain.
Right. And you know me, I'm a huge proponent of spending time in nature.
Yeah.
One study found that people who just walked in a park for 20 minutes, their cortisol levels were lower and their blood pressure was lower compared to if they just walked in a busy city for that same amount of time.
So noise-canceling headphones when I'm stuck in the city and then trips to the park whenever I can. Gotcha. Anything else?
Honestly, I think it comes down to awareness. Just start paying attention to the sounds you're around every day. See how they make you feel, physically and mentally. Then you can be proactive about finding those quieter spaces.
I love that, even just for a few minutes.
Exactly. Your brain and body will thank you.
I feel like my mind is blown. I am definitely walking away from this with a whole new perspective on noise. I might even have to invest in some industrial strength earplugs. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with me.
Of course. It's always fun to talk about things that so many people can relate to. And remember, awareness is the first step.